7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, no. I do not think it's 8:22 because as I look at my clock, it says that it's 19:30 UTC. And I'm happy because that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello. Hello. And once again, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And usually the first thing I do is pour some tea. Yeah. And I got lots of it. I got a lot of tea today. I'm drinking yummy tea. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm drinking Che Guanyin again today, thanks to an overstuffed tea filter. It happens. It happens. Oh, boy. A lot of weird stuff happens. Weird stuff is happening constantly. Weird stuff happened to me yesterday. What do I want to do? How do I want to do this? Let's go into the other room, and I got to tell you about something crazy that happened to me yesterday. Something crazy great that lasted for about 5 seconds. Oh, it was so cool. Anyway, let me tell you a story. So yesterday after Dubious Goals Committee, I made a sandwich. I ate my yummy Black Forest ham and baby Swiss cheese with Roma tomatoes, balsamic vinaigrette, and lots of lettuce. Yummy, yummy sandwich with potato chips. I had some potato chips too. I had some sour cream and onion potato chips. And they were delicious. And I ate my sandwich and then I ate some graham crackers, and then I ate two pieces of candy. And then I was sitting here, right here where I'm sitting now, in front of my TV, and in front of my synthesizers. And by this time, it was about 1600 hours. It was 4 p.m. local time, just right at about the top of the hour. And I was sitting here thinking, what should I do? I was thinking about maybe taking a nap. I was thinking about maybe I'll watch some motorcycle racing. Maybe I'll put on some manga or anime and then like try to take a nap, because that's another thing I've been doing lately. I need to take a nap, and I need to do that while something is on. While there's some movie that I don't really need to watch. Regardless, I'm sitting here. It's kind of quiet. And then I notice something kind of go flip-flump. Flip-flump. Up against my back door. You need to understand that I'm only, let's see, 4 meters away from my back door that leads out onto the patio. I have two back doors, one that leads out to the patio and one that leads out to the deck. This one leads out onto the patio. This is a door that rarely gets used. rarely. But something went flump flump up. Actually, it was more like flimp flump up against the door, and I thought, huh, that's a funny sound. I wonder what's happening out there. And then I just sort of assumed that, oh, maybe the wind is blowing. And you need to understand that right outside my house, right back there, this is where a lot of weeds are growing. There's a lot of catnip, and there's a couple small mulberry trees and stuff, and there's some other stuff back there. And when the wind blows, it blows the plants up against the screen door, and it also makes the plants rub up against the window in the bathroom there. So I sort of thought maybe that was the sound, but that wasn't the right sound. It was the incorrect sound. And I heard more sound. And I thought, that's not a plant, that's an animal. And this is not uncommon either. Sometimes birds will get in these plants to eat seeds and bugs and stuff. And I can hear them outside my office window and sometimes outside the bathroom window. But then I thought, no, I don't know. For some reason, I just felt like I needed to get up and check. Kind of like this. Oh, let's get up. And so I got up and I thought, oh, I wonder if it's that one cat, because there's this neighborhood cat that likes to hang out in my backyard. It likes to sun itself on the deck, and it just sort of likes to hang out in my backyard where all the action is. And I thought, maybe it's that cat. So I came up here just like this, and I was standing here in front of the door, and blocking the window, I have a British flag, a Union Jack, that is used as a curtain or a drape. And I pushed the Union Jack aside like this, and I looked down on the ground and in the plants, and guess what was down there? It was not a cat, it was not a bird, it was not a snoodler. Guess what it was? If you guessed marmot, you are correct. There was a mottie in my backyard knocking on my back door saying, hey, Tub, come out and play. Although that's not what he really was doing. I moved the flag to the side, and I looked down, and he was eating all the yummy plants, all the little mint and catnip and whatever this other vine is. And as I'm looking out the window now, it's hilarious because I can just see stalks. There's just stalks of plants that have had all their leaves eaten off, and they're bent over in front of the door, and some of the plants are mashed down where the mottie was sitting. Oh my God, I was freaking out. So I was sitting here watching the marmot for a little while. Oh, there's a cicada. Oh, a cicada just flew up to the door and into the plants. Cool. Lots of good action in my backyard today, but no mottis. Although we should go look out the other side of the house too. Let's go upstairs. So yeah, I was freaking out, like, wow, there's a Monty right at my front door. And, you know, he's less than 30 centimeters away. There's only a door between us. And I was like, wow, and he was eating and chomping, and I was watching, like, oh, I should get a picture. I should go get my camera. Not that there's going to be any good photographs, but just as evidence that the damn marmot was there, right? I'm looking down through a window. I'm not going to be able to get much of a photograph, but... So I backed off and...
Well, hi, baby. I'm telling the marmot story. Yeah, hi. You missed it. There was a marmot.
And so... I was freaking out. I came running up here to grab my camera, which I had on the counter. And when I went back down, you know, I turned the camera on the way back downstairs. And when I looked out the window, my Monty was gone. So now I'm upstairs looking out the other back door, looking out over my deck, looking out into my backyard, wondering where that Monty is. It's 95 degrees American, according to this thermometer. This is an accurate thermometer. Maybe we should look out the other window, too, to see if maybe the marmot is in the side yard. Are there any motties down here today? Looking for motties. Looking for motties. It's way too hot to go outside. So yeah, it's like 34 degrees, 35 degrees or something like that. I don't see my marmot. And you know, I'm wondering if this is the same marmot that we saw a couple months ago. You know, the guy that was hiding under the deck, the guy that I saw digging to try to get under there. It might be. Has that marmot been under my deck the whole time? Has that marmot been in my backyard living under my deck and I didn't even know it? I hope so. Matis. Matis come to visit. Hooray. So that was what about freaked me out yesterday. That was pretty great. Marmots. They like to come and visit me at my house even. That's just so great. Hooray! Okay, now we need some music. So what shall we listen to today? Hey! Look who just showed up. Oh, it's kitty time.
Hi. Who's a baby kitty? You want to talk on the radio? Say something funny. Say some kitty comedy. Do you want to tell some kitty comedy jokes? No, you're not a kitty comedian.
Okay, wait, what were we doing? Oh yeah, we were going to listen to some music. And I do have some weird music for you today from Tomas Blok. Tell me if you identify this musical instrument. It's Strange Musical Instrument Day here on the Dubious Goals Committee. What's this? Love that ending. Oh, thanks, Tomas. All right, kids. All right, committee members. What musical instrument did we just hear? Now, I know that the dubious synthesizer subcommittee knows exactly what that was. But I'm wondering if anybody else does. I'm sure there were some good guesses out there, but unless you guessed Onde Martino, then you'd be wrong. Yes, that was the lovely sound, the dulcet tones of the Onde Martino, one of the most earliest electronic musical instruments that exists. They still exist. You can still find them, but, you know, good luck. Although, no, isn't there a Japanese company that just started making them? I think I heard something about that not too long ago. So if you need an Onde Martino, look to Japan. Look to the east. Look toward the east. So now what are we going to do? Is it time to do a bunch of synthesizer stuff? Well, we could. I was working on a thing last night that turned out to be interesting. I was messing around with some other stuff, and then I had an idea. And then that idea got sort of transmogrified into something else when I accidentally plugged something into the wrong thing. And I said, hey, what's that weird noise? That's not what I wanted to happen. And I thought, why is everything malfunctioning? I got things plugged into the right thing, and then stuff did not work again. And I thought, did something get greasy?
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something.
Slap.
Their 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before he starts white.
And this is why you don't let Kirk Cameron anywhere near your antique owned Martino. He'll just get it greasy, and then 1981, Mom says.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to decide if we should plug in the synthesizers. 1981, Mom. Okay, so where are we at? We got this stuff going. I've set up this weird patch. And I don't know if you can even call this a full-on patch, but regardless, I've got some slightly weird stuff set up, and I'm not sure how I managed to set this up where there's absolutely no attack. I can hit the trigger. Nothing happens until I release it. Yeah, okay, fine. That was one of the accidental things that I can't figure out, because I have the envelope filter shaped correctly. This is not doing anything weird, but it doesn't matter, because I had a sequence in here. Let's get the sequence going. And I made some adjustments to this so it would sound kind of okay. And then I realized, you know, we could make it really weird. We could get it to do its own thing. So, in the spirit of generative synthesis, I plugged some weird stuff in and I set it up. And I ended up with this. That's a little dissonant. But just wait, it comes around. We're just going to listen to this for a minute. It seems to me like it was a little bit better last night. I wonder if something detuned. But Yeah, see, there we got some really bad. Ugh. But this is, if you let this go for a while, it'll go through these cycles of really interesting harmonic steps and intervals, and it'll just sound amazing, and it'll just generate this really, that was a weird one. It'll just generate this really cool stuff. Then every once in a while, something a little weird happens, and you get that dissonant stuff. Look at this. Okay, it's nice. Ugh. But interesting beating nonetheless. Trash. That's not bad. Anyway, yeah, I need to. Okay, now that was. Got this cool thing, but what am I gonna do with it? I don't know. But while this was happening, I don't know if I had this idea before or after hearing this, or if hearing this gave me this idea, but I had an idea, and I don't know how to explain it. How do I explain this? I don't know, but basically, this idea boils down to catastrophic state change music, and I'm thinking, and maybe even like reversible. And you're thinking, Tobe, what? You're insane. Like, no, hear me out here. I sort of have this idea that given the right logic, given the proper logic modules, meaning just a couple of AND gates, or, you know, maybe a NOR gate. Give me two AND gates and a NOR gate, and I can do this. What I want to do is I want to set up a generative synth thing, whatever it is. Get a couple synths feeding each other and doing weird stuff, and just let them go until they do something, until there's some event that causes this catastrophic state change, like you would get in any catastrophe machine. Just basically what I want to build is a musical catastrophe machine, and so it'll go along playing music until what? And now this is where it gets weird. I'm thinking, what do I want the impetus for this change to be? And I was thinking, well, we'll just throw in some logic gates, and once we have everything line up just right, you know, we'll just send some pulses here, send some pulses there, and if a pulse arrives here at the same time as one arrives here, then boom, the music changes catastrophically. And I thought, well, how are you going to do this, Tobe? Because really, this is just clock division. Well, no. I was thinking, if you had one or two truly random elements, then you could work it in. Then you could make it work. So suppose you got something like this going on in the background, and then you have, I don't know, some other sequence going on somewhere else. Well, you could just have a sample and hold module take samples, and if one sample was higher than the other, then trigger. Or you could just say if one value is higher than the other, or if these two values are over 5 volts at this time, then do this, that, and the other thing, and then switch. Now the funny thing is, I can get all this going. But then the weird part is, how do you change the music? How do you decide where the music goes? Well, and I'm not saying decide. I mean, what am I trying to say here? Because this is generative, what are you going to do to the machines to to get them to do something different but related. And I thought, well, there's a couple ways you could do that. Oh, listen to that. That's terrible. And then it comes around. And then it gets weird. And then it gets weird. But anyway, what I was thinking is, if I had the right equipment, once you have a state change, and let's say you're holding the flag for that state change in like a sample and hold or something, if, you know, voltage is there, if the bit is there, then choke stuff back, or transpose something. Now, an analog transpose is a little bit, unless you have the right stuff, but yeah. I was thinking, what if you just had music going and it transposed to the minor key, or it choked out some drum part, or it added another sequence to whatever. This is doable. This is perfectly doable. I'm just wondering exactly what equipment am I going to need to do this? How much money am I going to have to spend? And I just realized yesterday that I need a mult. I need a splitter. I need some kind of big old splitter. And I thought, well, yeah, I could make one, but I don't have the parts. So I'm going to have to order some parts. I got to order a whole bunch of jacks is what I need. 3.5 millimeter jacks. I got to buy 100 of them. Might as well buy a gross of them. Yeah, and I got to build buffered molds too. I got a lot of crap I need to build. And if I'm going to be building molds, if I'm going to be building splitters, buffered or unbuffered splitters, it doesn't matter. Well, if I'm going to build buffered ones, then I might as well build logic gates. And that's not a problem. I love AND gates and NORs. We're going to get pretty damn NOR heavy, I think. Really damn quick. That was weird. I'm trying to stop this. Ooh, why is it? It's changing on its own without receiving any triggers. That's cool. How do you come up with such brilliant stuff, Tobe? I don't know. Usually it's accidental. Like, why is this changing? Okay, I've got the sequencer stopped, and I'm just hitting the, you know, manual trigger button. It hasn't changed. I'll hit it again. And it's something different. Oh, sometimes I'm brilliant. Some days, kids. Some days. Not all days. Just some days. So anyway, that's what I've been thinking about in the last 12 or 14 hours. Thinking about synthesis. And I'm looking at a lot of modules. I'm looking at synthesizer modules. Oh, God. And I want to buy something fun. I don't want to buy utility stuff like buffered mults. Why would I buy that when I could make it? And I'm about to go off on a rant, but you're going to miss it because I'm out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm getting hungry, so I'm gonna go find some food, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.